What an exciting playoff season for none other than Patrick Cantlay. Yes, he won the Northern Trust and then the FedEx Cup. Big bucks at the Tour Championship. Hi, I'm Bob Bubka. So proud to be here with Jay Randolph Jr. Jay, the big question is, what would you do with $15 million, my friend?
I'd buy property in Ireland to summer in and property in Jamaica to winter in and say goodbye to everybody.
You know, I was working some figures, Jay. $15 million, if they were going to pay you over 1 year, that means on Monday, every week on Monday, you get $300,000. 300 large. Boy, oh boy.
It really is unbelievable. It's almost to the point where it's, you know, I mean, obviously it is a factor. But, you know, back in the day, as you and I both know, the money wasn't what it was. The television contracts weren't what it was. The sponsorships weren't what they are today. I mean, guys used to make money, $5,000, if they were lucky on a Monday playing in a pro-am somewhere or something like that. Even the top 30 guys, some of them. You know, it's all changed, Bob. But I think in a way it's changed for the better. And, I mean, the PGA Tour could not you and I were there when they introduced the concept in Atlanta and told us what they were going to do. And people said playoffs. And to a certain extent, other than Tiger's win and a couple other, Billy Haas, and, you know, I mean, it's a great event. And they reworked it, and it worked this year to have that battle between those two guys basically for 72 holes, I thought was great.
Yeah, I mean, your man John Rahm, it seemed like he threw everything he could at Patrick Cantlay. But he got away with it. I mean, Cantlay certainly showed us that, boy, if you're focused in, you're really tough. And before I get your opinion of that impressive victory, Jay, let's listen in to what Patrick Cantlay had to say about winning $15 million.
It was a long year. I can barely remember, you know, when it started. A lot of events, and I'm very tired after, it feels like, you know, just a ton of golf and a ton of pressure golf, but I'm very grateful and happy to be here, and I'm really proud of myself for staying in the moment and delivering when it counted. Given that I started ahead, it's just a totally different mindset, so being able to stay present and kind of give myself that sense of urgency or give myself, you know, feeling like I need to make birdies or I need to hit quality shots now, I think that was really key for me. I try to do a good job of that every week, but this week it was even more important. As silly as it sounds, the money is not what's really important for me. The money is not what drives me to play this game. Winning golf tournaments, playing golf under pressure, and hitting quality golf shots under the gun, I mean, that's why I practice. And that's the best feeling in the world, is winning golf tournaments for me. And so, you know, the money is just a consequence of that.
Boy, oh boy, I'd love to be in that position.
Well, I mean, for the last 2 weeks, what he wants to do, he has done, and done it better than anybody in the world. And that lands him to the success that he said, you know, the $15 million, not that is not the driving factor. And, you know, I don't think it is. I mean, this kid's got a unique story, where he was all world coming out of UCLA. He had the friend die in the tragic accident, and then had the back situation where he wasn't sure if he was ever going to get to play again. Perseverance, he's not the flashiest player, Bob, in the world, but man, that drive he hit on the 72nd hole on the par 5, as they said, out of the 30 players that teed it up, or 29 that teed it up that day because of Brooks WD, and he hit the longest drive under the most pressure situation in his life. Strong stuff.
Yeah, it really shows you something. Here's what John Rahm had to say, Jay.
I shot my lowest score ever over 4 days at this golf course, which usually has been a challenge for me. And Patrick played great golf, man. He started in that position where he was four shots ahead of me, and even though I might have been the better man over the week, he, you know, he earned that. So he played amazing golf.
John Rahm paying proper respects. And, boy, when we look at the money they doled out there after that $15 million, it doesn't get too shabby, Jay.
No, I mean, it's still there. Rahm picks up five. Kevin Na, who you could tell he was paying attention. He was trying to get as much dough as he could, and he did on Sunday with a really good round. It took him up to $4 million. JT, well, you know, $3 million for JT. You know, you go all the way down, and it's just crazy. I mean, it's money smothered in money, and good for those guys. They provided great theater this year. You know, last year because of COVID was interesting, and you know, the Masters was played in November, and we had different dates for the majors. This year, they were able to play through it and maybe luckily get done when they have gotten done, if you look what's going on. And I thought it was a magnificent season when you have a guy, you know, the only drawback was obviously the car accident with Tiger. But, you know, I mean, think about that. I mean, having the biggest star, if you will, not a part of the scene, and yet we had this tremendous year and so many good players, and we still got the Ryder Cup, Bobby.
Yeah, we do. And I like the message Jay Monahan delivered to the field. Don't get used to the big money that we doled out this year, because next year we got more money for you. So.
I mean, you know, they're technically a charity. I mean, so they got to find a way to get rid of this dough. They all can't just put it in their pockets.
Well, it's kind of amazing. Probably only in the sport of golf can we throw the switch from big money to no money, but maybe more pressure for no money. We're talking about the 43rd Ryder Cup. Coming up in a couple of weeks at Whistling Straits, Cola, Wisconsin. Exact dates, 24th to 26th. I'll go down the qualifiers, Jay, and then you can announce who Steve Stricker selected to round out his team right now. Of course, Morikawa's on there, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks, Justin Thomas, and Patrick Cantlay. Pretty strong team when I look at it on paper. And here's Jay Randolph Jr. with the picks made earlier this week by Steve Stricker.
Well, Bob, let's have the captain announce his picks. Here's Steve Stricker.
The six automatic qualifiers of Patrick, Bryson, Dustin, Brooks, Colin, and Justin. Super excited about those top six, and let's not wait any longer, and let's get straight to the captain's picks. And after consulting with not only those top six players, but with my vice captains and our analytic team, scouts, my captain picks are Daniel Berger, Harris English, Tony Finau, Xander Schauffele, Scottie Scheffler, and Jordan Spieth.
You know, Jay, I'd love to get a peek, at the recipe they use to pick those six guys. There, to me, seems to be one very missing ingredient that has always been extremely valuable at Ryder Cup, and that is grit. When you think that Kevin Na, Kisner, and who's the third? Oh, Patrick Reed, a ton of grit. None of those three players were on the team. It's got my head shaking.
Six rookies on the team. I think the interesting situation was with Reed getting sick. I don't want to say that it gave Stricker an out, but I have to believe at that moment his attention moved a little bit away from Patrick Reed, Captain America, and I think Scheffler became the guy on the radar. I kind of had a feeling that Berger, English, Finau, Schauffele, and Jordan were going to make it. To me, it had really come down to Reed, Scheffler, and a lot of people And I understand this. We're really got high on Kevin Na toward the end. But the problem to me with Na is consistency. He could be hit or miss. So, Bob, this was an interesting decision to not go with a guy like Patrick Reed, as you said, with grit. Now, Scheffler's that kind of player, too, I think, to a certain extent, but hasn't done it at the level of a Ryder Cup like Patrick Reed has. If Scheffler or maybe Berger do not have very good records, there'll be scrutiny about the pick.
Well, there's one thing that we can assure our listeners about a Ryder Cup. Jay and I have had a ton of experience. There is no doubt in my mind that the losing captain gets way too much blame. The winning captain gets way too much credit.
Absolutely. You couldn't say it better than that, Bob, because you know what they don't do? They don't hit a shot. I mean, and my son asked me the other day, he said, "Damn, how come the U.S. hasn't done so well over the last 20 years? I said, "Want to." I said, those guys were bred and brought up to want the thing more than we did. Guys were, okay, I'm playing the Ryder Cup. And obviously before that, Bob, it was almost like an exhibition before they threw in the rest of Europe because we'd whoop them every 2 years. So it's, and now, as you and I know, it's one of the five biggest events in golf.
Well, I'm excited, obviously, about the Ryder Cup, and also a lot more tribute is going to be paid to Herb Kohler, who...
Yep, your man.
Yeah, he built Whistling Straits, and it's a fantastic golf course. People from around the world are going to get a chance to see it now with the playing of this Ryder Cup. Some great players on that European team. Why don't you give our listeners just a little sampling of what the U.S. squad's going to be up against?
Well, they still got a couple of weeks to announce as they wrap up the chase to Dubai or get closer to the chase to Dubai. But the probable, guys that are pretty sure to make it are John Rahm, Tommy Fleetwood, Tyrrell Hatton, Rory, obviously, Victor Hovland, Paul Casey, Matt Fitzpatrick, Lee Westwood, and Shane Lowry. Now, let me tell you something. That's some world class right there, brother. I mean, and Harrington will have three picks to make, and there are a number of guys that he can look at. So this is not going to be any cupcake. There's no doubt about it.
And Patrick Harrington delighted with what transpired over the weekend as the European Solheim Cup team defeated the U.S. team on foreign soil 15-13. Katrina Matthews, as nice a person as you could ever hope to meet, has now captained the European team to a home win at Glen Eagles in 2018 and now a win in the United States. And she promptly proclaimed, "That's it for me, baby. Two wins, no more captains. Give it to somebody else."
And we're going to have 25 new guys or 25 new faces on the PGA Tour next year, thanks to the Korn Ferry, 25 Korn Ferry Tour. 25 players are now members of the PGA Tour after the conclusion of the Korn Ferry Tour Finals, and we have documented over and over right here on this show the success of those Korn Ferry Tour graduates. So golf is good, Bob.
And why don't you wrap up the edition as only Jay Randolph Jr. can do.
That's all the news for this week, or at least Bob and I aren't going to make anything else up. We'll be back next week with more Ryder Cup information and, of course, the 2021-2022 wraparound PGA Tour season gets underway next week. Silverado Resort and Spa, Napa, California, and Stewart Single defend his title at the Fortnite Championship, and we'll talk to you next week.
Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.